Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for August is Action Medical Research, and I'm joined by Lindsay Wood. You're the Community Fundraising Manager for the East. Is that right, Lindsay?
That's correct, Neil. Yes.
Okay, technically, the name is Action Medical Research for Children. Is that right?
It is, yes. It is indeed.
Okay, tell us about this charity. How did it all get in, how did it all start? What's it all about?
Yes, so Action Medical Research for Children. So we are the UK-wide charity that saves and changes lives, children's lives through medical research. And we was founded in 1952 by Duncan Guthrie. His daughter was affected by polio. And we was founded to try and develop the UK's first polio vaccination, which we were successful in doing. And since then, we have been funding groundbreaking research across the UK that affects and benefits children and babies.
Okay, so every sort of illness, every sort of disability, or is how does it? Mm-hmm. What areas do you tend to specialise in?
We specialise in anything that affects children, whether that's one child up to 50,000 children. We will look at funding. At the moment, we are funding projects into things such as asthma, epilepsy, a cerebral palsy, children's cancers. The list is endless.
Oh, crikey. Okay, so presumably you work in conjunction with hospitals.
We do. We work with a lot of hospitals and specialist units up and down the UK. We also work with other charities as well in terms of funding grants to our researchers, so that we do a lot of collaboration across the charity sector to make sure that money is being spent on various different things that can really benefit children and babies.
Okay, I'm guessing then that in Cambridge it's going to be Addenbrookes that you're dealing with.
Yes, yes.
What sort of work do you do with them?
So at the moment we have 75 research projects across the UK. 8 of those are based in Cambridge. The majority are at Addenbrookes and the surrounding specialist units, and then we have a couple of others dotted in labs as well. The latest one that we've actually had granted from our research department is to improve the treatment of traumatic brain injuries, as 35,000 children are affected each year by brain injury, 2,000 of those which are serious. It's a 4-year project that is being run in Cambridge, and we also have one into germ cell cancers, so protecting children from the side effects of treatment which saves more lives, as well as looking into inflammatory bowel disease and identifying children who are most in need of intensive early treatment. So it really, the spectrum is so wide in what we fund, and we are looking into funding more research into premature birth and pregnancy complications as well, as that is the biggest killer in children under 5 is premature birth.
Okay, so how does it work? Do you get like a department within a hospital come up with an idea and think, well, actually, this is some research we'd like to do. We think there's some merit in this. We haven't got the funding, and they come to you. Is that how it works?
They do indeed, yes. So we have a whole research department at Action Medical Research. So they will put forward a proposal that will then go to council. So that's where our professors and people that have experience within the medicine and research sector, they get together and they look to see whether this could be a viable piece of research. We then go back with more questions and various things in which need to be implemented into this research. And then it goes back to council. It's either a yes or no. The grant is then funded, and then, you know, hopefully within a few months that grant money will be within that lab and they'll be able to start moving forwards with their research.
It's not an open-ended checkbook though, presumably, because when you start on this research you kind of can get led off down a garden path, I would think, if you suddenly find, oh, hang on, we weren't expecting those results from these tests. How do you monitor it? Do you keep a close eye, or does it, you know, we funded it for an amount and that's it when the money runs out?
Yeah, it's monitored very closely. It's monitored through our research department and again through the medical council as well, so they'll keep an eye to make sure that the research is going down that specific path that we have granted. That grant is there, it needs to be spent strategically, so there will be a solid kind of business plan in place to make sure that it is going towards what it was initially said to be, and they will have to provide regular plans and feedback on what is going on in that research.
And you mentioned germ cells there just a while ago. I know that in a week or so's time, we'll have one of the doctors involved in that research. And I'm right in thinking the idea behind that, as I understand it, is you're kind of working on the cure for cancer or for certain cancers, kind of got that bit. We understand what causes these particular cancers. We know the treatment, but the trouble is the treatment can be a bit harsh.
And if
you're talking with children, you've obviously got to be a bit careful when you administer large doses of chemotherapy and stuff like that, because these are bodies that are growing and developing, and the ramifications, I guess, of chemotherapy on a young child can affect them for the rest of their life. And as I understand it, you're working on ways of mitigating that. Is that right?
Yes, of course. Yes. So, I mean, for any grown adult, chemotherapy or radiotherapy is very intense. And let alone when you have young children that are being blasted with such difficult treatments. Mm. So we are looking at ways in which we can still beat these cancers, but in a more softer way so that their quality of life can be a lot better. We want to make sure that obviously we do rid these children of cancer, because cancer is just a horrific thing to you know live with. But yes, we are just looking at softer ways which are just as helpful in defeating the cancer, but yeah, are a lot easier for the
gentler
children
on
to
the
live.
Show.
A lot gentler, yes, yes. So yes, Dr. Bailey, who was doing the research in Cambridge, will be updating all the Cambridge listeners about what her research project has been finding through that research.
Okay, looking forward to that. Let's talk about funding then. How do you mm-hmm. operate as a fundraising group in Cambridge and around Cambridgeshire?
Yes, so as the Community Fundraising Manager for the East, I am responsible for 10 counties, with Cambridgeshire being one of the ones in which I look after. My main role is to get out there and promote ACTION medical research, as well as to do a lot of the fundraising. So I work with a lot of committees, charity groups, organisations, as well as local companies and businesses, in ways in which that they can support and fundraise ACTION. So at the moment, I have about 15 committees across the East. I am actually looking to develop a brand new fundraising group and support network within Cambridge. We don't currently have one, and with the majority of our research in the East taking place in Cambridge, it'd be fantastic to get a group of people together who, one, are interested in providing and putting on events within Cambridge for ACTION, as well as to get behind ACTION and help to promote our cause across the city.
Okay, so if people are interested in getting involved, what are you looking for? Are you looking for skill sets or just keen pairs of hands? What are you looking for?
Anything that people want to offer. We run a number of events across the East. ACTION Medical Research run a number of bike rides. That's what we're famous for. We have our Ride 100 challenges that operate up and down the country. Our next one takes place in Chelmsford on the 2nd of September. We're expecting about 500 cyclists. So if there's any keen cyclists, then do check out our website for the Ride 100 series. It's a fantastic event. But yes, so we have various different events that we run. Our committees run a number of different events as well, so from afternoon teas to autumn lunches, Christmas events, you name it, they do it. But this fundraising group would be like-minded people that would like to get involved, meet new people, be enthusiastic, look to really benefit children's lives. So basically, with ACTION Medical Research, if we can just improve the life of one child, that research is 100% worth it in our eyes. And to do that, we need to continue boosting our awareness of the charity to be able to fundraise more money, to be able to put more money into the pot. At the moment, we've invested £12 million this year into the work of more than 260 top researchers working on these projects up and down the UK. But we'd like to be able to push that a little bit further.
It's a vast amount of work going on, isn't it?
A lot of, yes, definitely.
Are you able to talk numbers? Do we know how much you get through in a year in terms of funding?
Funding?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey. Now you're asking that question. We don't get an awful lot of funding in terms of government. It's what we raise. And at the moment, we're looking to introduce a brand new campaign, which should be launching in September. And that looks to focus mainly on premature birth, which is in relation to pregnancy complications.
Right.
So we're self-funded. We really push what we can to be able to fund these.
The more the merrier, basically.
More the merrier, yeah, of course. But yeah, it's the collaboration with other charities and organisations that also really benefit ACTION and the work that we fund.
Okay, now just going back to this group you're looking to form in Cambridge,
mm-hmm.
you've got 15 of these committees or so already up and running. What sort of commitment do people need to make based on what you've got going elsewhere? How does that affect an average Joe if they're going to volunteer? Is it going to be, right, we need you Monday morning 9 o'clock and you go home Friday at 7?
No, not at all. It's completely flexible. I mean, a number of our committees have been running since the early 60s. Our committees were first formed by doctors' wives. So, you know, way back in the 60s, a lot of women didn't tend to work. They had a lot of spare time on their hands, and that's how these committees were formed. These days, society has changed. I'm a full-time working mum myself. So, you know, I understand just how demanding life can be these days. But just to spare, you know, an hour or two once, twice a month to be able to put plans into place, identify opportunities within Cambridge. So there are lots of things that people can get involved in that doesn't take up a lot of time. But it would be just to meet every couple of months, even once every quarter, just in a local coffee shop with like-minded people to be able to put plans into place. It might be that somebody has a strong events background and they'd like to do a family fun day on our behalf, but then obviously they need other components to be able to put that together. And people's contacts, people always understand what, you know, what needs to be done in terms of events. And it is really fun and really rewarding. And as community fundraising manager, I'll be there to help nurture that group and to support you where I can and to be able to help make sure that everything is done, you know, properly until you are running off your feet. But we just really want like-minded people to get together, look at ways in which that they can help support babies and children, sick babies and children, to be able to get a new form of life. So these groups are fantastic groups to be a part of. And if you like to be social and you'd like to get out there and do something that really does make a difference, then please do get in touch, because I'd love to hear from someone.
How do people get in touch? What's the best way to get hold of you?
Get in touch with me. Yep. Email is probably best. Or you can go through our website. We have an inquiry form. But if you are interested in getting involved or you'd like to find out more, please do drop me an email. My email is L Wood, so L.
That's not the hardest one to remember, is it?
No, nice and easy. At least you don't have to spell Lindsay, because Lindsay is spelled as a number of different ways, and it's always wrong. Even I can get it wrong sometimes, because it's so many different ways to spell. But so lwood@action.org.uk, or visit the Do It volunteer website, and all of our role profiles are on there, because it's not just the committees we're looking for, and we're also looking for speaker ambassadors, so people who will go to local groups and businesses on our behalf to carry out a presentation on behalf of Action. Business ambassadors as well, so people that would network and make contacts on our behalf, as well as various other things such as event volunteers and things like that that we're looking for.
Excellent. All right, well, we'll catch up with you again in a week or so and find out about your events calendar, because it sounds like you're very busy through in the year. But for now, Lindsay Wood, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time. Thanks, Cambridge.